evening. We will start with Tehillim Kuf Lamed. Shir Hamaalos, Mimamakim Kol Sicho Adonai, Adonai Shimo Vekoili, Tien Oznecho Kashuvois Vekoil Tachanunoi. Im Avonai Stishmo Yo Adonai Miyamoit, Ki Imecho Atzalicho Lamaam Tivorei. Visi Adonai Kivso Nafshi Velidvorei Hoicholti, Nafshi Ladonai Mishemrim Laboiker, Shemrim Laboiker. Yachin Yisroel El Adonai, Kim Adonai Achesed Vardei Moifedus, Vu Yifdes Yisroel Mikol Avonai Sov. Yerotzem Lifin Avinu Shebashomayim, Rachem Oleinu Varplitoseinu, Vlimnoi Amashchis, Umageipu Meoleinu, Umeal Kol Amoi Beis Yisroel, Vnoi Maromein. Good evening, dear friends. We are still not yet out of these difficult times. Might be that the main message of these difficult times is dafka for Yisrael. Is dafka a challenge for Yehudim? We see that Yehudim, a part of their day, the focus of their life, to be able to go to shul, to participate in shiurim, not possible. Besides the other trouble, the fear, trouble of parnasa that some people have. What is so special about the message for Klal Yisrael here? This week's parsha, Acharei, the Torah says, "Kamas Eretz Mitzrayim asher yeshavtem bo lo yisasu." You shouldn't do like the Maase at Eretz Mitzrayim, what the Mitzrim did. "Ukamas Eretz Kanaan asher ani mevi etzchem shomo lo yisasu." And like the behavior of Canaan, where you will come, where I bring you, lo yisasu, you should also not handle the act the same way. Rashi says, Magid, the Torah wants to tell me, Shemaseim shel Mitzrim v'shel Knanim, the way of behavior of the Mitzrim and the Knanim, Mekolkolim, Mekolumois, are the words from all the nations. V'oysa mokem sheyoshu by Yisrael, those places where Yisrael settled, where lived, Mitzrayim, Knan, Mekolkol min akoil is worse than everything. Why should there be such a thing? That the Klal Yisrael lives punct among the most difficult nations to handle, to remain a Klal Yisrael. Yisrael, asher b'chor espor, the Yisrael that is worthwhile to be called Yisrael. In Parshas Achrei, in the same, regarding the same psukim, k'mas eretz mitzrayim asher yeshavtem bo, Chazal im Medrash quote a posuk, related to Klal Yisrael, k'sheshana bein achoichim, like a rose among thorns, kein rayosi bein abonos, so is my beloved among daughters. Klal Yisrael is a rose surrounded by thorns. So Chazal say, one thing they mentioned, that was what happened in Mitzrayim, that was with the Torah to warn Israel, to make them aware not to handle like the Mitzrim, because they were in Mitzrayim like a rose surrounded by thorns. The harming that they were harmed physically and spiritually in Mitzrayim, that affected Klal Yisrael. Chazal say, that's why Yitzias Mitzrayim was so difficult, kaviyochol for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet to tear out Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim like a rose that is surrounded by thorns, it's not so easy to catch the rose and not to get harmed oneself. That is what the Golos of Mitzrayim represent. And if we understand this way, like Rashi says, where Klal Yisrael settle is Mekulkel Min HaKoil, is the biggest trouble. Because Klal Yisrael has the biggest test they are tried on the most difficult way. Other ummahs, other nations wouldn't have this test. There's another chazal. The Medrash goes on. He says, on a general term, Klal Yisrael, Kishoshana ben Achoichim refers to Klal Yisrael in Golus. Ma'a Shoshana Zu, like this rose, Kishinasuna ben Achoichim, and she's surrounded by thorns. There's a problem. Whatever will happen will be a problem. Ruach Tzfoin is Yoitzo. When it comes, the north wind comes, Umat Oysa Klapedorum, and directs the rose to the south, pushes to the south, Bachoich Okzo. In the south there's a thorn, and the thorn stinges. It makes a trouble, causes trouble to the rose. Ruach Droim is Yoitzo. The south wind comes, Umat Oysa Klapedorum, and pushes the rose in the direction of north. From the other side is also a thorn, and again is disturbed and harmed by the thorn. But she's a rose. A faulty cane, with all this trouble, liba mechuven klape malo. At the end, the rose's head is directed upward. Kachen Yisrael. Afalpi, that they have trouble from all the sides, from all the ummas on the sides, Libon mechuvon klapi aviv shmashomayim. Klal Yisrael doesn't give in. Klal Yisrael doesn't give up. He's mechuvon klapi aviv shmashomayim. They remain directed to the Rabbeinu Shalom. My tamo, quote a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech says, Einai tomit el Hashem. My eyes are always directed to Hashem. Since he will loosen my feet from the snare. That is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, as we know from the Torah, is Am Kshei Oref. Stubborn. Stubborn in a good sense. Stubborn in a good sense, then don't let go. Even wherever the wind will blow, what direction the wind comes from, it is blown in the direction from a trouble. And at the end, they don't give in. The rose will be straight and mechuvan and directed upwards. That is why Klal Yisrael is Kishoshana ben Achoichim. That's Klal Yisrael. Shoshana ben Achoichim. She's a rose, that's one point. And ben Achoichim, Klal Yisrael is surrounded always by thorns. That fits very well with the words of the Mesilas Yeshorim of Ramchal in his first perek. He says, in Yisumah HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaOdom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed man b'mokem sherabim boyam achikim oisem meni yizboach, in a place where there are many factors that can distance him from Hashem. V'nimtzu, he says, shumusom be'emez b'tera milchom ha'chazoka. He's put within, in the midst of a strong war. Whatever might be, is nisyonis la'odom, is a test. Oyne mitzadechot, one side poverty, is a test. Voyshe mitzadechot, wealth is also a test. Like Shlomo says, pen ezba v'kechashti, I will become sated, v'kechashti, and I will deny. V'omarti mi Hashem, I will not recognize Hashem. Upenivorej, or perhaps I will be the other side. I will become impoverished. So gonavti, and I will steal with the fasti shemelakai, and I will also misuse the name of Hashem. Whatever will happen, hashalvo mitzadechot, tranquility could be a test. Who knows what you will do with that? Vayisurim mitzadechot, and suffering is a test. You might be broken, chas v'shalom. Asher nimtzeis hamilchom elof ponim v'yocher, the milchom will be in the front and in the back. From all the sides, you will have to fight. V'imyele ben chayil. However, when the person will be a hero, a courageous person, v'natzeach ha'melchom mikol ha'tzdodim, and he will win the war from all the sides, u'yeh odem ha'sholem. He will be the perfected person the perfect person, Odom HaSholem, the complete person. He will be the rose. Ash Yizkeli Dovib Reboiroid, he will be able to cleave to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That is the Yesod of Klal Yisrael. They have to fight to reach the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Mikol HaTzdodim, a rose among the thorns from all the sides. Why Dafke Yisrael? Why Dafke Klal Yisrael should have this trouble more than others? There's another Chazal. There's a Medrash. The Medrash in Parshas Noach in a few places. The Medrash quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem Tzadik Yivchon. Hashem tries the righteous. And he hates the Roshe. He is the one who likes chomos, likes stealing. Hashem tzadik yivchon. Hashem tries, he tests the tzadik, the righteous. He hates the Roshe, and the Roshe is not tested. And he loves the tzadik, and the tzadik is tested. Omer Rabbi Yonasan. So how do you understand that? Hayitzer hazeh, a person who makes a pottery, the potter, in a boy de kankanim ru oim, he will not try out bad kankanim, bad vessels. He will try it out with a knocker of the hammer, like they used to do after it's made. It will break. Shin maspik lokoshaleim achas. He will only hardly knock one knock on it. Atzu shayvram, it's broken. So he can't try it out. A little hammer knock, and it's gone. Who does he try out? Who does he give a knock with the hammer? The kankanim yofim, when it knows it's a good quality. Even if he knocks on them a few times, it will not be broken. He doesn't try the reshoim, he doesn't test them. He will test kankanim reuim. Already a broken pottery. Why does it make sense to test them? It's anyway, nothing. It's no quality. Elas ha-tzadikim. The tzadikim he tries. Sheneemar Hashem tzadik yivchon. That's the nisyon of Avraham Avinu. The entire thing is nisyonis of Gedolim. Chazal bring another moshel. The first moshel was for pottery. That to try it if the pottery is good, if it's strong, you knock with the hammer. A pot you know is bad, you will not knock with the hammer. The second muscle is even stronger. Hapishtone hazeh. This person who is manufacturing, he wants to make linen. He takes flax. When he knows the flax is a good quality, when he knocks at it, so it comes, the kernel should come out, in ishtabachas, it gets better, gets stronger. Gets better. When he knows that a flax is a bad quality, he hardly gives one knock on it, and it breaks, it's torn apart, everything breaks. HaKadosh Baruch Hu menases harashoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't try harashoim. Eles ha-tzadikim, only the righteous people, Shenemar Hashem Tzadik Yivchon. What is the difference between the first moshel of a pot and the second moshel of flax? You know what the difference is? In the first moshel of a pot, it tries out only if the pot is good, it will not break. By knocking on the pot doesn't get better because of that. If it was good quality, it will last. If it was bad quality, it will break. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries only those who looks to be a good quality. Regarding the pishton is not so. By every ketisha, every knocking, manufacturing of the linen, he mishtabachas, it gets better. That means that every trouble that the tzaddik has, he's improving, he gets stronger. That's a different type, a different approach of nisoyan. That is Klal Yisrael's nisoyanus. First of all, the nisoyanus altogether, nochem don't have nisoyanus. They are stuck at home. They have their movies, they have their internet, they're busy all day with nonsense. Okay, they will find a way. Klal Yisrael has a nisoyon. Klal Yisrael will not waste his time with nonsense. When they're stuck at home, they will make time productive to use the time for Masim Toivim, for learning, for being busy with productive things, for calling others, for being helpful, for being a mechazik. That's a nisayon. Only Klal Yisrael gets improved with a nisayon. There's no shiurim. People might be, some of them learn more than usual, because they use the time. There's no davening with minyan. People might be sometimes daven better than with minyan. They take their time to be mechaven. That is Hashem Tzadik Yivchon. This bechina, this test only, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests only people who they know that they will be successful and they will improve. A pishtom flex with a good quality, you can make the best clean out of it. You can work hard on it. It will not break. It will improve. Mediocre quality of pishtom, you will not start even to knock on it. Because it will go, it will be percat, like Chazal say, it will get worse, it will disintegrate. That is the yesod of nisyonos. That's nisyonos, so we know, like Rashi says, Mokem Shiyosh Yisrael Mekol Kemin Akol. The worst place is where Klal Yisrael sits, where Klal Yisrael lives. Because where Klal Yisrael lives, there is nisyonos. And the nisyonos are meant to show, first of all, that Klal Yisrael is strong. Whatever will happen with the winds, libo klape malo, her heart is always comes back and directed to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Einai tomit el Hashem ki yoytzi mireshes ragloi. My eyes are always directed to Hashem because He will take out mireshes from the snare my feet. Why did He bring it? Is Hashem tzadik yivchon. Only if we feel that as an Israelian, Nochim get worse by this matzav, no doubt about that. The situation lowers them, lowers their level. The emptiness, whatever could be, they don't feel a nisyonos. They give in to the wind, they go with the wind. The wind forces me to stay home, I stay home and I make all the nonsense possible at home. Klal Yisrael understand it's a nisyon because they are strong. Akos Bo tries only kankanim that are strong. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is only a nisoyen to flax of a good quality, because something will come out of it, will come out the chizuk of it. So the event of Shul is a terrible gzeira. Unknown gzeira. Ganz Klal Yisrael, from the east to the west, all and the entire world is banned from Shul. The yeshivas are closed. Unbelievable gzeira. The Torah is the foundation of Klal Yisrael. But as an Israelian, it's terribly difficult. How will you manage in this Israelian? How will you manage when the parnos is at stake? When Chas V'Shalom person are afraid that there might be whatever might happen. Yes, Chas V'Shalom, they have to be mechazik in betochen, mechazik in mitzvahs, mechazik in use their time in a productive way. Hashem Tzadik Yivchon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who is righteous. Him he sent a test to improve for his toiva. Like the Mesilas Yishom says, you will be a hero strong and be victorious in the war from all the different sides. He will be the complete person to be zeicher to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we take it as an Nisayon, when we grow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees we grow, He will be Rachem. That's also Rachmanus, this Nisayon. But we will see the Rachmanus by being able and being Zeicha to enter back our shuls, to enter back our Makamas of learning, to get a Refuah, and to be healed from all Pchodim, from all fears. And Mirtz Hashem will be able to welcome, to prepare, to welcome Mashiach, Bimherov Yomeinu Amen. The Shiur Minchas Chinuch will be in about 10 minutes. I want to remind not to forget to count Sfira, not to forget Sfira Soema. Have a good evening and Hatzlacha.